let me do the roll, please.
Hello, this is Linda.
Linda?
Hello?
Okay. Hannah Porter Jones.
Kendra.
Hattie Porter Jones. Pat Pally.
Donnie Bryant.
Hattie Porter Jones. I'm going to ask if anyone is on the line who are not a member of Fairburn City Council, please do not answer.
They need to mute themselves.
Thanks, Randy.
Hello.
Hello. Randy, I'm here. Ulysses Smallwood. Alex Heath.
Present.
Let me go back. Hattie Porter Jones.
Present.
Okay, thank you. So I'm assuming
Dr.
the folks that I... Excuse me? I'm assuming that the folks that I have on the line are Randy Turner, the attorney, James Whitmore, Patty Porter Jones, Linda Davis.
Yes.
Alex Heath.
Yes.
Pat Palin.
Susie Taylor, Severin.
I'm sorry. Okay, Cornelius, are you on the line, Cornelius Robinson?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, is Dr. Ely on the line?
This is Dr. Eaton. Yes.
Oh, Dr. Eaton, okay, I'm sorry. I mispronounced your name, forgive me.
It's okay.
Okay, let's get started really quick, because Dr. Eaton may have to get off the line. He's really busy right now. Let me do a recap on yesterday. The conference call we had with council on yesterday was to discuss and approve the emergency ordinance regarding the COVID-19 virus. We got a motion, and it was approved by council that this ordinance would go into effect at 12:01 on the 26th, which was this morning. The ordinance was approved. It was signed by this morning and distributed to all the merchants on Highway 29 and Highway 74 by code enforcement. Signed copies of the ordinance has been distributed to council and also to the leadership team. What this ordinance actually did was approve the closing. We approved the closing of City Hall today to all employees due to an employee being subject to a family member who was diagnosed as positive with the virus. Today we have Dr. Eaton from Fulton County to give us some guidance on our next step, because City Hall is closed and it's our understanding that it needs to remain closed for the next 14 days, but we are a little unsure of our next step. So, Dr. Eden, would you please take the line, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on this call. I really appreciate it. I'm an emergency medicine physician and work at Piedmont Noonan Hospital, and I also work at Upton Regional Medical Center in the ER. So I've kind of been on the front lines of this. We currently are not seeing a whole lot of cases in the outside of the downtown area, really, of Atlanta. There are some pockets north of town around Cartersville, Woodstock, and then down in Albany, Georgia. As far as our exposure and how we're treating exposure, there's really two simple triages for those in the community. One, if you're sick, stay home. If you think that you're dying, go to the ER. So if you have a mild fever, cough, like a upper respiratory, then self-quarantine. And that self-quarantine is for 14 days, because that's how long we found that the virus can stay in your system before presenting itself. What we are doing for staffing at our hospitals, because all of us at our hospitals now, everybody pretty much has been exposed to somebody coming through our ER that's had been tested positive for COVID. But we can't send everybody home. So what we're recommending is that in office and business settings, for anyone that can do their job from home, to do their job from home. For those that are necessary to be at the building or at the facility, that we are testing everyone's temperature when they show up for work. And if they're afebrile and have no upper respiratory symptoms, those people are allowed to work. If they do present with symptoms of fever and cough, we're having those people to self-quarantine and then find testing.
Excuse me, Doc. Can everyone mute your phone, please?
Everybody on the line, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Dr. Eden, would you continue, please?
Yes, ma'am. So, to your point about staffing, as this goes along, we're at the front end of the curve on this. It's just now starting to pick up in the Atlanta area. And it's going to get a bit worse, more so in the inner cities than out in our rural areas, because we live in our own homes typically and stay away from other folks as much as possible. In order to maintain function of your facilities and of your government, just like in the hospitals, we still have everybody come to work. We check them on the way in for temperature and for cough. If they have neither temperature or cough, they get a stamp on the hand and or a dot on their badge, and they're able to come in and do their duties for the day. Of course, when they leave and go home, we're asking everybody to stay at home unless you have to be out. And then anybody that does have a fever or a cough, we're asking them to go home and not come into the workplace, to self-quarantine and to go find an area for testing. I believe there are three set up in Fulton County, with the closest being close to the Charlie Brown Airfield. And then once, if they have a negative COVID test come back, then they can return to work.
Okay, Dr. Eden, thank you for those comments. I think we was a little confused. I think it gives me an insight on which way we should go with our employees there in City Hall. So it's my understanding that they can come to work, but we need to take that temperature. If they don't have a cough, they can work.
Yes, ma'am. Otherwise, you'll have nobody be able to perform essential government services. And we want to try to keep everything as normal as we can through this pandemic, but also protect our people as well.
Okay, and we should perform the temperature check every morning as they come into the workplace.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, I'm on. For some reason or other, this wasn't letting me log in, but I managed to get on now.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Okay, Mayor, can I...
Council, do you have any questions for Dr. Eaton before we allow him to get off the call?
Liz, can you tell me what the doctor has said?
He basically said that employees can come to work. We need to take that temperature as they come into the office. If they have a cough or fever, they can't come in. But if they don't have a cough or a fever, then they can come to work. And that's what they're doing in the hospitals, because other than that, they'll have to shut down because someone has been around someone that has the virus.
Right, but at this point in time, it's not affecting the rest of us, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Keep going. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Dr. Eaton, did you have anything else you wanted to say to Fairburn City Council members?
No, just everybody take care of yourselves and each other. Chief has my phone number. If anybody needs anything or has any questions, have them contact the chief. And he can contact me, or he can give me my number and contact me directly. I'll be happy to, you know, direct and guide as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
Dr. Eaton,
yes.
Mayor, may I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Dr. Eaton, this is Randy Turner. I'm the city attorney.
I have
a question for you. I understand up to the point, let's say that an employee does present at City Hall and does present with a fever or a cough. I mean, at that point, you're saying they should be tested, correct?
Well, there's two ways to do that. It depends on how essential that person is to be there. One, they could go home and self-quarantine for 14 days, and that would meet the obligation. The other is that they could leave to quarantine, present to a testing site, get tested, and then when the result comes back, if it's positive, they continue their quarantine. If it's negative, then they could return to the workforce.
Okay, so my question is that if a person then presents with a fever or a cough, and we tell them no, you shouldn't be at work today. That you should be quarantined. I'm trying to figure out whether we definitively tell them they should be tested. And it seems to be, at least my understanding, that even to go to one of these remote test sites, you have to have some kind of physician's request to be tested.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
I am not certain on the... physician's request for that test. I know that people are going to the urgent cares in the area that do that testing, and you don't have to have a physician's order to go to do that test.
Okay. So the point being is I think we need some clarity about whether we should ask that employee to go see their doctor or call their doctor or go ahead and present themselves to either a testing site or to a medical facility like an urgent care or something like that.
Chief Robinson may be able to answer that, or maybe one of the other local chiefs. I think Chief Argo was involved in setting up the testing site there by the Charlie Brown Airport. Chief Robinson, are you familiar with needing a doctor's note to go through the drive-through testing?
For the test site, I think you do. For the test site that have been set up, even for first responders, we have to have the fire chiefs have to submit a letter for our firefighters on our letterhead to give to them in order for them to be tested at the test site.
Then I would do the same thing for the city. Have it on, you know, city letterhead that these people work for the city and are to be tested. And Chief, maybe you can make a phone call on that to make sure that will fly.
Because here's the problem. If everybody who, a lot of the doctor's offices are closing down and you can't get in to see your doctor. Also, if somebody is sick, you don't want them going sitting in your doctor's waiting room infecting the other 12 people that are in there for their regular appointments. So we're trying to keep these people isolated and to get them in a testing area where they can get the test in an isolated fashion without having to go infect a bunch of other people. So if you can do the legwork on it, if you can follow up on that, and I can reach out to Chief Argo to get an answer. But if something on city letterhead saying that our employee or our salary person is, you know, has symptoms of possible COVID and we would like for them to be tested, if that would be sufficient, I think that's what we're going to try to do through the fire services. If one of our firemen or firewomen show up with cough and a fever, that we're going to try to get them tested so we can get a test back, either positive to make sure they stay at home or negative. So once their minor symptoms are over, they can return to our workforce.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doctor. That makes I think that helps clarify what
very
we
good, very good.
Thank you.
And this is changing on a on a very quick basis, and we'll have further information available through our EMS region 3 and through our other local authorities as well.
Okay, any other counsel? Thank you, Dr. Eaton, and thank you, Chief Robinson.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, counsel, you're still there. Do you have any other questions for me? I think we've answered the questions, what we need to do as far as reopening City Hall on tomorrow. I prefer not to reopen City Hall until we've had it sanitized. It has not been yet. I would like to have it either done tonight. It's my understanding that once we do it, it needs to sit for about 24 hours. So that means that if that's the case, nobody will be in there to work on tomorrow, and they'll come back to work on Monday.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan, Mayor.
And Mayor, this is Patty. I have a question. I just wanted to know, to get clarity on who's working. Is it just the essential employees or is it all employees?
It is all employees unless an employee shows some symptoms of having the virus.
Okay, so that's at City Hall, and then so we will also be testing at all of the other locations as well. I mean, yeah, the temperature. Taking temperature at all the other locations?
Yes, I'm going to get with Chief later on this afternoon. They ran out of thermometers. We were trying to get some in this week. Chief was trying to borrow, get us some from some other municipalities. So I'm hoping that we're going to get enough that we can distribute them around to our other departments and just let everybody have their own thermometer. And they can use it, you know, every day to test with.
Okay. All right. They're reusable. And then the data collection plan in place for that. I mean, are they self-testing? Is that what's happening?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Are they self-testing? Meaning their own temperature?
Yes. They will be self-testing their temperature. Yes, as they come in. Into the office each morning. Yes.
Okay. And the plan in place for the data collection then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree that we should keep City Hall closed through today's Thursday, so Monday, so that it can adequately cleaned and 24-hour waiting period, and ensuring we have enough thermometers for all employees.
Yes. So even if Chief has to probably go out of town because he has a lot of chiefs in other cities, he can do that this weekend and pick up those thermometers. But we're going to have those thermometers on on site on Monday morning when employees come to work.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then, Mayor, I would also just suggest, just so that people are clear about what it is that you're asking them to do, to put those instructions in writing so that you don't have issues with people not understanding what is expected of them.
We'll write it up, and we'll have each department head give it to their employees. Each employee will sign off that they understand. I'll get with the HR director later on tonight, and they'll sign something saying that they understand what they have to do every morning if they are to come into the office and work.
Okay. All right, then.
Question, Mayor.
Yes.
Question, Mayor. Contingency plans, in the event that we're not able to get the extra thermometers, then would you have one point of where employees would report to have their temperature taken prior to reporting to work?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to look at, because if we can't take temperatures, then we're not going to allow the employee to work. And if we don't, if it's on us not to allow the employee to work, then we got to pay them, because that's, you know, we just have to do it. So
yeah.
I'm almost positive that we can get the thermometers. Keith is very resourceful, and I think we can get the thermometers. I think we'll be okay.
Okay. And she's a thermal.
So actually, let me tell you what we were doing. We actually have already ordered the digital thermometers. Where actually, all you have to do is point the thermometer, the machine at a person, and it'll give you your temperature. Which if those can come in, get those in, and I think we did a rush order on those. If those come in, then we just need one of those for each department, and we don't need individual thermometers. So we're just going to have to work through something today and tomorrow, guys, and I'll have to get back with you on that. This is new frontier for us.
Right.
All right. Well,
I'm clear. This sounds good. Great plan.
Okay, does anybody have any other questions before we get off the line?
I think the doctor answered pretty much all of my questions I had.
Okay. So I do want everybody to feel comfortable that we are going to sanitize our city hall. Actually, what we do is we come in with a spray. It's a fog mist, and we spray it in every room in city hall, and the mist will actually dry. And as it dries on the furniture, we come back in with a sanitary wipe, and then we wipe it down. And then it has to dry for at least 24 hours. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So we should be good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. Well, good information, and congratulations, Mayor, for trying to pull all that information today.
One question before we get gone.
Well, let me tell y'all, I cheated. I went to the office today.
Mayor.
You know you did.
I'm sorry because I was late, but I can make the presumption that there is nothing for us to concern ourselves with at the moment, and there's no necessity to kind of lock yourself in the house other than what we're doing anyhow, which is staying out unless we really need to go out of the house anyhow, right?
That's correct, Pat. That's
okay.
Correct.
That's fine. All right.
That's correct. And I just want everybody to know that all of the merchants received their emergency orders, and we didn't have a lot of pushback from anyone. Everybody wants to do what they're supposed to do to kind of get this virus in control. Okay?
Great.
Mayor, will that be posted on our communication channel so that everybody knows that we didn't ask at that?
Well, it should.
Get the word out on that.
Well, we posted it out on Facebook. We sent it to our Fulton County Communications. They're going to post it. So we posted it everywhere. We know how to post it right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this is social media. And then I'll just ask. So there's been numerous news articles and on the TV regarding people going to the playgrounds and playing on the equipment. So can we just make sure the park personnel periodically just check that, you know, the kids aren't playing on the equipment since,
our
you know, that's the
closed today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our park was closed today.
Okay.
We closed our park today. Can you
So we put the fences up?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
With a lock
okay.
on it.
Okay, yeah. Great, great. All right, then. All right,
yes.
Fantastic.
So, Mayor,
okay.
Mm-hmm. How are we going to handle the other park in the lightning area?
We're going to go over and lock it also.
Okay.
Yes, but we've locked Duncan Park. We secured locks this morning because we found out that there were some folks that had keys to the park, and they were in the park, yes, so some other folks had some keys from a while back, and those locks hadn't been changed in years. So we secured new locks this morning, and so it's been changed. And so I'll ask John Culver to go over in Lightning and put a lock on that park also.
So we'll rest in.
All right, fantastic.
To walk at the park?
I'm sorry?
This is a resident. I live on Shannon Chase Way. This is Larrell Morrison. I have a sophomore who attends Westlake, and he plays baseball. His entire season has just been just depleted since the school lockdowns and everything. So we were just at Duncan Park last night. He met up with a couple of his friends, less than 10 people, from Creekside, who he's grown up playing baseball with, and they were on the upper field next to the you know, where they play bingo, the Veterans Hall, and had a, you know, great evening. So I'm asking now, are activities, now I was concerned, I will say that as I drove in, there were a lot of young, you know, residents and people playing basketball, which I know is not a great sport to play because of the close contact right now. But for my kid, my son, and his three friends who were practicing batting and pitching on the baseball field, is he not going to be able to do that going forward?
No, he's not. The park is going to be closed completely until this virus takes a declining stage. We're closing the park completely. No one will be allowed in the park.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, guys. I have to go.
Okay.